The report compared four bad economic periods from 1982 until 2009, ranking them based on unemployment rate and employment rate changes, along with the percent change in the state's gross domestic product. Based on that, the just-ended recession tied for first with one that lasted from 1985 to 87. That recession was triggered in part by a sudden drop in oil prices, trouble in the housing market, and problems in the state's banking industry. Dallas Fed economist Leila Asani.
And this time around, it was similar. We had problems in the housing market, along with the sharp decline in oil and natural gas prices, again, had an impact on our economy, which is why the two look very similar.
The big difference between the two was in unemployment. Job losses were swifter and bigger this time around. But economist Ray Perryman says the 80s recession ended up having a more profound effect on the state's economy.
You know, while the numbers are a little higher in this one, this Texas economy changed more fundamentally back in the 80s than it is now. I mean, we were basically a combination of energy and tech and healthcare economy going into this recession. Will come out of it and be the same thing.
In the 80s, the state scrambled to diversify its industries, moving away from its heavy dependence on oil. This time around, Perryman says the state's diversity helped keep a much worse recession at bay. And there aren't any fundamental changes to make this time to prevent a future recession, other than isolate Texas from the global economy.
We're the number one exporting state. And so when the rest of the world stops buying things, 14% of what they stop buying is probably going to be made in Texas.
Both Perryman and the Dallas Fed say 2010 will be a good year for Texas. Economic recovery won't be speedy, but it has begun. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.